Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week here on BGE Radio out of Atlanta. If you want to get more information on what we're up to, it's buildgrowandenjoy.com. This week, we've got Dr. Kevin with us. His website is mydrkevin.com. That's Dr. Kevin Ross Emery. He's our guest today. He's an expert in ADD, HD, field empowering people with the gift. He's the host of the Dr. Kevin Show and author of several books, including Managing the Gift of Your ADD, HD Child. And we'll talk about that later on in the program. And today, understanding ADD and HD children. Dr. Kevin, give us a little bit more on your background here, and then we'll talk about the topic here in the first segment here.
Okay, well, I first started with working with children and adults with ADD, HD in the late 90s. My practice was really oriented in working with others with any kind of alternative solution or ways of working with things.
Yep.
And I said that the ADD, HD kind of kidnapped me. It showed up, and in a very short period of time, less than 6 months, I would say, about 40% of my practice ended up being ADD, HD.
Wow.
And one of the reasons was that from the minute I touched it, so to speak, touched ADD, HD, and I worked with both, I was working both simultaneously with an adult, a man in his 60s, and an 11-year-old boy. I looked at it and said, this is not really a disability. This is not really a disorder. This is a process which is an expansion of humanity. I later came to call it an evolutionary process that broadened the bandwidth of humanity. And I was identifying the different way that they thought, how they interacted and experienced the world, the high intelligence, the high creativity, and began to recognize how people could perceive it as a disability if you wanted to look at it from that lens. I have never seen it that way from day one.
Amazing stuff. We've got Dr. Kevin joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. MyDrKevin.com is his official website. How can someone be more aware of an ADD, HD child?
Well, you know, the thing is, if a child has his high energy, is very curious, into a lot of things, maybe causing problems because they're bored, seem to be almost like insistent on knowing things, on questioning things, then you're probably looking at what I call one of my kids. And I call them my kids because there will always be a childlike quality to the ADD-HD individual. There will always be a part of them that truly never gets why we do the things we do to each other. They understand that there's war, but they never understand why we have war. They understand that we destroy the rainforest and destroy our environment, but never really get why we do it. There's always a little bit of an innocence there. And at that same time, they have this incredibly probing mind. So if your child is very creative, if they're, you know, if they say things and they seem to be out of sequence or they seem to not apply, ask more questions. I would say you never tell how intelligent somebody is by the answers they give. You tell them by the questions they ask. And this mind moves so fast that they can appear to be asking an inappropriate question, a question that has nothing to do with the subject, but ask them, how does this apply? Watch as they do this loop-to-loop of thought processes that brings them to a question that in their head applies. And be prepared to have motion sickness.
We've got a great guest with us today here on BGE Radio. It is Dr. Kevin. MyDrKevin.com is his official website. What are some things that people may not know about ADD, HD children?
Well, the first thing that people seem to not understand is that it's not that they cannot focus. They have two settings. They hyper-focus or they multitask. When they are multitasking, it's because you have not engaged their interest. They don't find value, doesn't engage their interest. They just don't get why you're asking them to learn or do or whatever. The other thing is this hyperfocus. And the hyperfocus means that they will become an instant expert. Whatever it is, they will become an instant expert on it. And so what happens is that they will go from knowing nothing about something to suddenly being able to tell you, like, the age of the oldest star or how the Milky Way was formed or stuff like this. And you're looking at it, and they may be 7 years old, but they may be talking in college-like phrases about it. And so people say, well, you know, they squirm around, they don't pay attention. No, you didn't get their attention, and that's the difference. So that's the first thing to remember about an ADHD child. They love to learn. They have an insatiable curiosity, and if you bore them, you're going to lose them.
We've got Dr. Kevin joining us today here on the program. He's a highly sought-after innovator, speaker, and leader. He's an expert in the ADHD field. He's the host of the Dr. Kevin Show. And he's with us today talking about an incredible topic here in this first segment, and that is understanding ADHD children. Do you think that people have certain expectations for children and don't differentiate between ADHD children and non-ADHD children?
I think that we have ridiculous expectations of children, period, these days. I think we've gotten far too much putting them in the box, wanting them to behave in a prescribed manner without giving them the support systems to do so. We have robbed their childhood in many ways. We don't give them the time to play. We don't give them the support to explore and discover. We don't encourage them to question. We have really roboticized education in many ways, and even parenting. Oftentimes even parenting ends up being roboticized. And so I don't think that any of our children today, for the most part, are being treated fairly. They're not being raised by their own parents. They're not being raised in a cohesive family unit. They're passed around to varying adults that have varying messages, varying ethics, moralities, ways of being in the world. And when your child spends more time with an adult that's not you, that you don't know intimately and inside out, you have no idea what the influences are. As far as moving to the ADHD child, when you look at this child and this child seems to be incapable of behaving in a prescribed manner, you have to understand that because of the intelligence level of this child, you need to interact with them in dialogues. You need to do critical thinking, skill development, and work with them because they're so bright. You need to engage them in the solutions. You need to make them part of it. You need to empower them, and you need to keep them challenged. And the other thing is, you need to stop feeding them a crappy diet.
We've got Dr. Kevin with us today. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery joins us. He's an expert in the ADHD field. He's also got several books out there. We're going to talk about his books here in just a few moments. If you want to get more information on what Dr. Kevin is up to, it's mydrkevin.com. Tell us about the website.
Well, you know, the website in of itself is, because my work far extends beyond ADHD, what I really work with is, I work with rebels and troublemakers and people who don't want to fit in and know they have a right to not fit in. So when you actually go to my website, the first video you'll see is me actually encouraging you to be a repeat offender and standing up for your right to be an individual. ADHD came to me, and as one reporter said in 2000, after reading my first book and interviewing me, I have the owner's manual for the ADD brain. So there's a lot of connection I have with that because I understand it, because I have it, because I've lived with it. And never identified it. So in the website, you'll see a section that says empowering your ADHD greatness. There's also a section because I do a lot of work with ADHD entrepreneurs and even regular entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, business people, stuff like that, and then there's actually a journey to greatness section for individuals who are tired of being mediocre, that are willing to step up and take the risk of greatness. Because it's a great risk to travel a path of greatness today. You get harassed for it. You get put down for it. You do
not get supported for it in today's society. So the website is a, people look at it and they go, well, it's not all about ADD. No, it will never be all about ADD. ADD is automatically qualifying you as a rebel, as a troublemaker, and somebody who is here to do great things in the world. And I want to make sure that these individuals do it and don't end up buying into the label and medicating away their gift because I don't think they have a choice. On the website, you will find videos, blogs, tips, information, insights, things you need to know, and how to see and experience your own ADD differently, your child's ADD differently, and how to interact differently with people who want to label, disable, and medicate your child.
We've got Dr. Kevin with us today. He's the host of the Dr. Kevin Show. He's the founder of the Dr. Kevin Radio Network. DrKevinRadioNetwork.com is the website. Tell us about this.
Dr. Kevin Radio Network, the tagline is Challenging Everything. And I specifically started it on Guy Fawkes Day. Any V for Vendetta fans out in your listening audience will recognize the reference. If not, you can look it up. I won't go into it right now. But it is really about us challenging the things that we're told, not buying into the kind of basically crap that we're getting from mainstream media a lot, that we get from our governments, that we get from our corporations, who basically, you know, treat us like herds, or like herds of cattle to make money off of. We are not treated respectfully today, and there is way too much there's way too much in bed between major corporations, major associations, and our own government. And they will protect and support them before they protect the everyday citizen almost every time. And so the goal of the radio station is I've gathered a bunch of other radio show hosts. I have my own show on there. I'm always looking for other people that are interested in really standing up, being counted, making a change in the world, be willing to take action, and say, this is not okay. This is not okay. This is not. We didn't elect you to accept millions of dollars in funding so that you could vote for something that wasn't in my best interest. It's not okay that you make a decision to put a drug out on the marketplace that kills people and get a slap on the wrist, but still make $50 million at the end of the day, so you'll do it again. It's not okay to create advertising and foods that addict children to substances that will create health issues in the future. It's not okay. So that's what Dr. Kevin Radio Network is. It's really out there to try to help people learn how to think again, stand up, take action, and make a difference.
We've got Dr. Kevin joining us today here on the program. You can get more information at his incredible website, mydrkevin.com, also drkevinradionetwork.com as well. In this second segment here of BGE Radio, we want to talk about his incredible book. It is available everywhere, Managing the Gift of Your ADD-HD Child. You can also order it at mydrkevin.com. What inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me was that back in 2000, I put a warning out to the world that medication was going to become popular, that people were going to see that we were really selling out our children for easy answers, and that it was going to become a profit loop. And you know, and I wrote those blogs. Like I said, my first book came out in 2000. I traveled, did in services, things like this. And then, frankly, I reached a point where I put my information out and I walked away for a while because every time I turned around, you know, it's hard to compete when somebody has hundreds of millions of dollars they can put in the field in advertising, in underwriting, in services to educate doctors and teachers on what a disability it is, when the information you get is skewed, and clearly skewed. But as things changed, as the internet has become more powerful, as we are now having a chance to get more information out in a more efficient way, as more people really needed and were looking for alternatives and started to object more and more strongly to the zombification of their children, I decided it was time to put another book in the field to really talk about what a better alternative education system would be for all children, to more information about what better parenting would look like, really how to teach these children how to be more empowered and how to advocate for themselves. So first I put the book in the field, and then a couple of months ago I had an app come out called Managing the Gift, which you can get on iTunes, which has taken, you know, 15 years of my work and put it into an app form where people can actually take a test for their child and get assigned a shade on the Dr. Kevin rainbow. And there are 64 shades. And once your child is assigned a shade, they get a 17 to 19 page report on the care, feeding, parenting, teaching, educating, and supporting of that particular child. And the app generates out over 9,000 unique reports. So this is what I've done with my body of work, is try to make it accessible in the best, most available form. So book and app is my way to put this information out there in as many hands as possible.
We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Kevin joins us. Why do you think this book will appeal to readers?
Because I think that people are starting to realize every day how much they get lied to, how much the loop between, you know, your doctor knows what your doctor knows because he took an in-service, or he got his continuing ed credit education program from a pharmaceutical company, which is only going to educate you on how to use the drugs. I think people are seeing that their children have become not their children. I think that people are realizing in greater numbers that it's doing more damage than good.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, so I think that this book is going to appeal to those people who want to be conscious parents, who want to be fully informed, conscious parents, and want to understand that the education system abdicating its role by zombifying your child with medication, or abdicating your role as a parent by medicating your child so that they're not who they are, but they become somebody who is better manageable, instead of doing any number of things one can do to deal with some of that part of the ADD. You know, my favorite word in the book is exacerbate. All the things that exacerbate the gift into a curse. So I think that's who it's going to appeal to. It has already appealed to gifted educators and very conscious parenters. It doesn't appeal to people who just want to call it in.
Well, Doctor, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate the time, and thanks for being on.
Hey, my pleasure. And thank you for having me and helping me get this message out. If there's one thing I can share with your listening audience, is if you tell a child or an adult long enough and consistently enough that they are disabled, you will disable them. If you recognize power and the gift that comes with this thing we call ADD and understand that it is manageable, you will never sell short the experience again.
Well, it's an amazing message. Thanks for being with us, and have yourself a wonderful day, sir. Thanks, man.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Once upon a time.